What's the thirstiest DM you've ever sent?
Ooh.
Business or personal?
The Bachelor. Oh,
yes.
Wild Till Nine.
Are you ready?
Yep, let's go home.
Hey guys, welcome back to Wild Till Nine, hosted by myself, Lauren, and boyfriend Jeremy.
Hi guys, boyfriend Jeremy here.
Boyfriend Jeremy. Obviously, if you're watching the video version, you know what's happening. But also, for our audio listeners, I have jeans on, and that means that there's something special happening. And that something special is that we have our first guests, the two queens of Pretty Basic, the fucking shit.
Really good so far.
The queens of Pretty Basic, Remy and Alicia.
Hi, guys.
Oh, my God. We kind of harmonized.
We're pretending like we're not going to absolutely clickbait the hell out of them to get audio listeners to listen to this.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so they all know already.
Yeah, they know.
Yeah. Just going to be like, Pretty Basic, Remy and Alicia. Absolutely. This is why you click on this.
So anyways, this is our first. We got new couches for this moment.
We did.
Couchettes.
Couchies.
Well, they're actually couchies.
They're couchies.
Is that what they're called?
Yeah, couchies.
Well,
couchies.
Officially. Yeah.
Unofficially.
Unofficially.
Officially.
Okay. Yeah. I like it.
So we have, okay, so first of all, this is a crossover podcast collab. So we went on to Pretty Basic, and you can listen to the episode. If you're listening to this, it's probably out, right?
Yeah. Unless something really goes wrong.
Yeah,
yes.
unless something really fucking goes wrong, then you can probably listen to that after this. But Jeremy gave a very professional rundown of, I mean, I don't know, how would you summarize it?
Jeremy gave? Jeremy was attacked for an hour and 15 minutes. It was a verbal onslaught of, so I heard you were a fuckboy. Talk about this. How about this? Oh, okay, so this.
Okay, no. Remy and Alicia, why don't you summarize what happened?
I would like to call it an hour and a half of Remy finally getting answers that she's wanted for years.
Feeling enlightened.
Yes. The amount of clarity that I feel like you got yesterday.
Oh, my God.
Your face
I went home and I sat on my couch and I was just like in deep, deep thought until I got here today.
I will say I was so upset that we didn't have a video component yesterday.
I know.
Because Remy's face half the time, she would just go.
You can see like the pieces clicking,
the light bulbs
going off.
I feel like you see the smile just slowly fading. Like.
Yeah, So that's what that was.
So if you know, if you feel like you also would get some clarity from that episode, go listen.
I think everyone could. I think it could pertain to literally anyone listening.
Well, you know what's great? We saw in December, Spotify did that fun thing where they released everyone's top podcasts. Mm. And it's always really great. And it's not a competition. I'm saying that because you guys would crush us. Because every single person that said, oh my God, you guys like are on my top favorite podcasts. It was us, a spot, and Pretty Basic at number one.
Wow.
Every single time. It's actually a fact. 100% of our audience watches Pretty Basic.
Yeah, pretty much. Like the amount of our fans, all of our fans are also your fans.
Yeah, like no
and
one.
I'm sure it's not vice versa.
Yeah, yeah. No one asked for this from your end, but everybody asked for this from ours. So
no,
we're bringing you lots of similar eyeballs.
Yes, exactly. But I will say that I feel like this is a nice moment for your fans to potentially get a little more juice out of you guys.
Juice.
I will say that I feel like we are the more R-rated version of what you guys.
NC-17.
You know what though? I want to get here. I just don't know how to. So I'm glad that I have guidance today.
I wouldn't call it.
Force
she said
me.
Guidance
yeah. to force me to share these stories that I wouldn't otherwise not.
I Everyone bet. Say hi to Cal.
Yeah. Hi, Cal. So anyway, it's going to be good because I think this is your foray into the R-rated version of podcasting.
What did you just say?
The foray?
Okay. Is that a word?
Foray, yeah. Am I the word? Like,
oh my God, did I get a word right that someone didn't know?
I've never heard of that word.
First in the history of
a foray?
What is a foray?
Your first
journey, like your little.
It's like your first attempt though, but like you're gonna do something new.
Yeah. It's like a positive thing, like your first little steps into something new.
Very fiduciary. Wow.
Also, I just would like to mark this moment that no one ever. I get every word wrong in the entire world, and I just said a right word. I'm so proud of myself.
No, I'm impressed.
Thank you.
That was an SAT word, I think.
You know what? It doesn't make up for Sagu, but it's close.
Good.
Do you guys have SATs in Canada?
No.
Really?
No standardized testing?
No.
No hand
they just let you into college?
Filling in the circles?
No.
Oof.
But you have to do a test to get into college?
Not anymore, but yeah, you used to.
I mean, not anymore.
They're not to make it like anymore because of COVID. You don't have to do
it.
They completely took it away. It's like optional.
That's like
now.
One silver lining.
I know.
One.
I know. Right. I know.
Yeah, wow. they just let us in.
I went to like prep school just for the ACT alone.
Oh, she rich.
I know. No.
Yeah, her parents said she needs
no,
help.
No, I didn't want. No, that's what it was. It was more of that.
They said if we want to get her out of here, exactly. We're going to need to really invest.
That's funny. See, I knew I was going to community college, so it didn't fucking matter.
Save the money. Save the money.
Save that coin.
As I was looking up everyone's backgrounds today.
Oh. Well, what did we find?
Why did we do a background check?
I went to the bottom of each of your Instagrams last night, just
my
so you know.
NOTD.
Yeah.
My nails of the day.
No, it was, what was the one of them? A ring candy of the day.
Oh my God, I forgot about ring candy.
Like ring candy.
Oh my God.
Dying.
You know, your Wikipedia didn't have that.
Alicia's
been on high level.
Alicia's been on Instagram longer than you have. And like the deep dive.
I haven't like deleted anything either.
When did you get Instagram?
Probably like 2011 or 2012.
That's early, I feel
yeah,
like.
That's early.
Yeah, that's early.
Yeah.
Like your Instagram took me like maybe 15 swipes. Alicia's, I watched a whole.
Go.
You're like, pastel. White borders.
White.
Oh.
Cute.
And the filters just get, like, it's like a Western movie towards the end there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Everything.
Yeah. What were they called? It's, oh, shit. What's the filter that just makes it look just like.
Sepia.
Yes. How do you say that?
I don't know. I'm scared to be wrong. I don't want to get roasted. I just had a great moment with Foray. Let me have it.
You kind of said Foray.
Foray?
Yeah. How do you spell it?
I think it's Foray.
I'm not going to correct you because I'm sure I'll get it wrong.
I don't know. Tweet us. Let us know. Okay, babe. Okay, so I would like to preface that I spent 2 hours this morning making a DIY element that I am very proud of. But I do want to say that this is Jeremy's idea, and we creatively brought it together in a really great way after coming home from being roasted all day yesterday. And so we're not going to take this lightly and go easy on you guys.
Yeah, but we have a warm-up before we get to that.
Oh, we have a warm-up?
Yeah.
Oh.
Do I know about the warm-up?
Kinda.
Okay, lay it on us.
I figured before we hop into the game
nervous.
Of the day,
the nitty gritty,
we would just do a quick fun game that everyone's kind of heard of before in a little bit of a different kind of capacity, and it's kind of like a make or break.
What do you mean? What happens if we break?
I'm glad you asked. So what I'm gonna do?
I know. I'm like, okay.
Was that scripted? That seemed scripted.
No,
you practiced this morning.
And a word from our sponsors. So I hopped on the good service of Reddit and. Looked at the good people of Reddit, and I looked through a few make or break scenarios, which are simply, he's perfect in every way.
But, okay.
This is like that game we played at your house once, remember?
Red Flag.
Yeah, Red Flag, yes. That's what it's called.
Yes. Okay.
Right, and so I pulled my 10 favorites.
Okay.
Okay, and I put them in a randomizer for both of you.
Okay.
And so we're just going to go back and forth.
Amazing.
Oh, I don't have to answer?
No,
I
we took you out.
Took me out?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's not... anything personal. It's just they're our guests, and we're not just gonna sit here and talk.
It's just you had your roasting time yesterday.
You're right.
Today
you know
is
what?
Our
I don't,
time.
Actually, I've heard some of these, and
wait,
I don't know if Lauren I want to
get roasted for shit yesterday.
I was gonna.
You guys
by
yeah.
proxy.
By proxy, you're right. You're right. Okay, dive in, babe. Go for it.
Okay, now I'm nervous.
So okay. These are gonna be real simple, and we'll preface this in the sense that this is a judgment free zone, but it's not a preference free zone.
Oh.
So you guys get to have your preference.
Okay.
Judgment free.
It's a judgment free zone.
Okay.
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 We're gonna start at the top. Remy.
Yes. Oh no.
Now I need you to take yourself out of like, we love Cal. We love Cal absolutely, but in this scenario, this is pre Cal.
Cal doesn't exist.
So put your well Cal definitely.
This is Romy.
Okay.
Yeah, this is Romy time. Okay.
Okay.
So. Okay. Romy.
I can get in the mindset. Hand me some Tito's.
He's perfect in every way, right?
Yes.
Okay, so, and this is the first time you see him, you meet him, you whatever kind of thing. Put it in your brain.
Okay.
Perfect in every way, but he has hobbit feet, and nothing makes him happier than wearing flip-flops in public.
What is a hobbit foot?
Well,
it's huge.
Well, it's huge.
It's like
it's hairy.
It's like a flipper, and they're dirty. They're so dirty because hobbits don't wear shoes.
It's perpetually unkempt.
I mean... wearing flip-flops might make him happy, but I can give him some boots, right?
You could,
but you're
really
taking away
likes his
yeah,
flip-flops.
He really likes his flip-flops. Why would you take that away from him, Remy?
Am I saying whether, what? How do I answer this? Is like a yes or a no?
Just,
is it like
make
a...
make or break.
Is, yeah, is a make or break. Yes, is a non-starter or no?
No, I think I'm fine with it.
Wow.
Let the freak feet fly.
Let the freak
feet fly. I think it's fine.
Okay, got it. Okay. So Hobbit feet, not a non-starter.
Honestly, if we're going back to 2018, Romy, they were not, the standards were pretty, yeah, pretty low. Up, like,
that's it? Sure.
Yeah, no, actually, yeah. It's not too bad.
Okay,
I can close my eyes.
Yes. You ready?
Yeah.
Okay, don't, this is, these are, you know, it's not, they're going to happen, but let's say he's perfect in every way.
Perfect.
But he insists on singing in public, and no, he's not good.
Oh. It's like being friends with me. Oh.
But I feel like the irony is that, like, you know that you're not, like, a pop star, you know? And I feel like this person in this scenario thinks that, like, they are the shit.
Mm. Not a...
Like, you're checking out the grocery store.
I would hate it. Okay. I'm just saying that.
Right.
I feel like there's a butt coming.
Yeah, there's a butt.
Yeah, there's a butt coming.
But I don't... If he's perfect, I don't know.
In every other way?
In every other way. I could deal. I did. My ex wasn't a good singer, but he would always sing.
No one likes that guy.
How do you have that conversation? Did you ever tell him he was bad?
Yeah, shut up.
Should I, like, sugar warning for this one? I should have, like, briefed
that. No,
it was
funny.
Okay, got
it. It's fucking funny.
So we've got.
Yeah, could deal.
Wow. Okay, so 2 for 2 so far.
Standards are in the ground.
They get better. Okay, ready? Remy.
Yes.
Oh, God, not this one. Due to a freak accident at birth. Freak. It's not his fault. His penis and his butthole are permanently switched, but both still work.
So it looks like he has a tail?
Well, no, he just, like, his penis kind of just
when erect,
out.
He has a tail.
Right. Yeah, it just kind of, like, goes that way, and then, you know, the butthole's here.
But doesn't the butthole point down?
Well, okay, down, sure. You're still kind of...
I mean, it's more like a third leg.
It's pretty close. It wouldn't be a leg. How big are we talking?
No, like, it's in the direction. It's parallel to the leg.
Wait. No.
How often does it switch back and forth?
How is he going to use the restroom?
Oh, it's always...
No, it's permanent. No. Why would it switch?
Permanently switch.
I thought that it would switch back and forth, so, like, sometimes...
No,
why would they...
Also, I just want you to know that you would be fucking him from behind.
Right. But, you know...
You'd have to get creative with the sex positions there.
I'm trying to think, yeah. I would have to say a break on that one.
Okay, got it.
Also, then you'd have to, like...
Because, like, what's the bathroom situation?
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, I'm going to go with a no.
Okay, Hobbit feet's a yes.
Yep.
Dick for an asshole is a no. Okay,
yeah, that's a no.
You got to know where your standards are.
Yeah.
Okay.
Boundaries, babe.
Alicia, a couple more.
I'm ready.
Oh, this is a good one.
Okay, I'm ready.
This is actually a tough one. This is a two-parter.
Okay.
Okay. He's perfect in every way.
Okay.
But he makes twice what you make.
Ooh, I love that.
But insists on splitting everything 50-50.
Ooh, I hate that.
Ew. I don't hate that. I feel like that's great.
Oh, I'm surprised you have to think about this. I wasn't sure which way you're going to go with it.
It's just, I don't know.
I think knowing how much you make, it would be okay.
I could see, at least I could contribute, but if he expects it, I hate that.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, it's a clear, honest conversation about what his intentions and what he's looking for.
Yeah, it's not a cute attribute.
It's really not.
Oh, it's not, I know.
It's not.
I don't think it, maybe I'm thinking of it in, like, a, just, like, we're equals way. Is he, like, being an asshole about it?
I feel like it's an asshole thing.
Oh, see, I was like, I feel like equals
if they're expecting that for everything, it's like, there might be a little sprinkle of trauma somewhere.
Yeah, I'm going to go with no.
Are there gifts? Like, does she ever get a present? Like, does she get flowers and things?
I have
though?
To split totally. My own.
You have to split. So you have to split.
You're splitting flowers. No, then. Sorry.
All right, ready? So that's a no.
No.
So, flip side, you make twice as much.
Okay.
And he insists you pay twice as much.
Oh, no.
Got it. Guys, good notes.
These are also situational. Just to like pull you out a little bit of hot water. It's situational.
Totally.
Oh, you're thinking too literally.
I know. Right.
But she's like, I've gone over this before. You know. Okay, got it. All right, I'm in. Ready? Remy?
Yes.
Oh, God, this might be my favorite one.
Oh, no.
I like the dick for an asshole.
What is Reddit? And why are these just on?
You don't know what Reddit is?
I know. Okay. Like, why are these on there?
Do you want to know what my first experience with Reddit was?
Please.
Is a picture of me.
The good people of Reddit.
Yes, our thread.
The
thread of you. What is the pictures that they do where they put you on other people or they edit
your body? Oh, no, so that's a different one. So there is a thread of my face photoshopped on a whole bunch of naked bodies.
Yes.
Yeah, there's
shut
that.
The fuck up.
It's so good.
And all of them have gigantic boobs.
All, yeah.
Massive.
Gigantic boobs. gigantic boobs. Huge. No. Let's take it one step further.
Yes, I'm the one that does it.
And your Photoshop skills need work.
They traced the IP address and it was here. Yeah, like,
sir.
So one step further, my experience with Reddit is a photo of me on someone's phone screen, and they just drop a fat load on my face on their phone screen.
That's my girl.
That was your first experience.
Wait, you guys never looked at Reddit?
I cannot wait to do a deep dive. Oh, and I'm sure.
Wait. What do you mean by load?
They jizz on their own phone screen.
Okay, I wasn't sure if she meant jizz or a poop.
Oh.
I wasn't
now
sure.
That's gross, Reddit.
Ew, wait, it's a video of someone doing that?
What do you mean? Right. What do you mean a video? As if it's not videos.
No, but I think I kind of think it's the same guy. It looks like the same little ween head.
Do you think he also does the photoshopping?
I don't know. It's hard to say.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I didn't stay long enough to see it was from the same person.
Yeah, anyways. Tough. Sorry, we digress. Remy, this guy's perfect in every way.
Okay.
Except for he runs a flat earth Facebook group.
No,
he's
I
perfect
can't.
In every other way?
No. Out of, ironically, because Cal will do it ironically.
Yeah.
Cal would totally Cal do it ironically. Do it ironically.
Yes. But he legitimately believes the earth is flat.
He runs it. Just a small little forum of like-minded people who, think differently.
Like-minded?
No. Like-minded sounds like he believes that.
Yes,
that
he definitely
Yeah, he definitely believes it. Yeah.
Okay, then no.
All right, got it.
Can't fight that one.
All right, three more. Ready?
Ready. Hit me.
All right, Alicia. Oh, God. I actually ran this one by Lauren.
The preface.
Yeah. So he's perfect in every way.
Every way.
And there's going to be a couple guys out there that are going to relate with this one and go, fuck. But, he vlogs daily.
Ah,
it's already a no. It's a no from
her,
just
dog. Just for funsies.
No, it's a no.
No,
from
no. But add the second part.
Wait.
It's a no. I already know.
So there's a two parter.
Okay.
So vlogs are fun, and I have to answer that. Is that a non-starter for you?
Yeah.
Okay. How about this? He only posts it to Vimeo.
This is where my mind was like,
oh, that's pretty funny. That's good. That's true passion.
That is.
That's true passion.
It's the art form versus, I'm going to do it now. I
not even Vimeo.
Not even Vimeo.
Not even Vimeo.
Got it.
It's so funny.
Guys, you heard it here first.
Don't be a fucking vlogger. Was
preferences.
Preferences.
SoundCloud rapper? Yes or no?
No.
A good SoundCloud rapper?
Yeah.
Okay.
I like SoundCloud.
No.
I like a SoundCloud moment. Okay. Passion.
Okay. They're SoundCloud rappers. If something ever happens, you know where to find Remy.
Last two. Ready? Remy?
Yeah.
Perfect every single way. Every single way. Except he lives with his mom and would like to keep it that way.
Oh my God. That means you have to move in with his mom.
I mean, but again, with the flip flops, he would
If Cal
like...
ever fucks up to the point where she's mad at him,
oh my
he
God,
fucked
Remy,
up.
We need to be better than this. We need to be better
I'm
than
trying
this.
To be empathetic, no, it's a no, it's a no, it's a no.
What do you like? What, it's a great no. mom though.
No, I'm not living with a mom.
She'd be like, "We're best friends.
We're going shopping today.
Yeah, we went grocery shopping today." Right.
Okay, fine.
Yeah, no, that's a no. But I did think about it.
Okay, got it.
Just to be sympathetic.
All right, Alicia, last one.
Okay,
ready?
Yep.
Perfect every way.
Every way.
And then just one thing. He admits to being a really big fan after the first hookup.
Oh, that happened to our friend once.
Really?
It literally happened to our friend once. They went home from a bar and they slept together. And then the next morning, it was like, by the way, oh my God, I can't believe he chose me. wow. Da, 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 da. Do you remember this?
Uh-uh.
He just couldn't keep it cool.
I cannot wait until we're not recording to know
paragraph,
who this
paragraph,
is.
Paragraph. Text.
Oh, yes.
I can't believe you chose me. It was it was bad.
There are ways to handle that where I think that could be an okay situation where it's not awkward, and that was not it.
Yeah, no. I mean, I don't know if there's an okay way to do it. I mean, maybe if you're really nonchalant of just oh my God, I've seen your stuff. It's really cool that you do that.
Yes. Yeah. That could go either way, but there's an opportunity there for that to go okay.
I think that would be such a, it's what fan of what era of Alicia Marie?
You would kind of, oh my god, yes.
Okay, okay.
Like me or somebody? Like me, that girl?
No, sorry. Like me now or like the orange wig pumpkin but spice video?
I feel like they, like you would kind of like, a party would love that they're a fan.
Part of me would be like, oh my god.
Yeah, no, I know that. But at the same time, like, but also like if they're a fan of like your girl lifestyle content, yeah, then that's like a little bit of a red flag.
Maybe
you're just open to being entertained by things that aren't maybe, you know.
No, that's a big old red flag.
Yeah. I would also say,
just based on the content we personally make.
Like, I'm over here like defending each guy. I'm like, no, it's not a big deal. It's just, you know, they're just like at your meet and greets.
At your meet and greets.
There's like a photo of like you guys together before at a meet and greet.
Right, from 2010.
Do you find it in his drawer later?
I'd be like,
oh, okay, so yes or no?
No, okay. Hard no.
Last bonus question.
Okay.
Same scenario, except he's not a fan of you.
He's a furry. Just kidding.
He's a fan of someone you absolutely can't fucking stand.
Like celebrity or like someone?
Celebrity. YouTuber, whatever.
Mark Wahlberg.
You don't like Mark Wahlberg?
I could deal.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah, for sure.
I think that was the most excusable one in all that group. Like being a fan of someone that you hate.
You were born with a butthole where your penis is. It's not your fault.
It's not your fault.
And I don't think hobbits are like, I would like these feet.
Maybe they are.
You're complaining hobbits. About your five
but
and a half
But he's the one who's
yesterday.
Choosing to like flip flops. That's on him.
That's on him.
Maybe he just likes the way they let him air out.
No. Yeah.
Wear some Crocs.
No. No. That's not the answer either.
On the hobbit feet.
Crocs. That's not the.
Well, now we've dipped our toes into that. There's your warm up. A+. All right.
That wasn't that bad. No, okay. Now I feel a little bit eased.
Lauren's like,
no, I'm ready. Let's go. Time for the main event, babe.
Tee it off.
Bring it out.
Oh, bring it out?
Bring it out. Okay. Yeah.
I think we have a DIY.
We have a little DIY moment.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
What do you want me to do with this? It's too big for me to hold.
This feels like Jeopardy or something.
Okay, so thank you so much for the intro. For the Sagu.
There we go.
The Sagu.
You got it? Okay.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
So for our audio listeners, Jeremy and I brainstormed 4 categories. That have 4 questions each, increasing in juiciness. And so our categories, we've got Romy and Loche. So, you know.
I can't wait.
some drunk adventures. We've got a category called dumb bitchitis, which is just, you know, that's self-explanatory.
We'll talk about that.
We've got content, baby content, which kind of, you know, circles around money and things.
Oh.
And then we've got pretty basic, which represents not actually the podcast really, but more just like basic bitchness.
Okay.
And so our questions here go up from 200 to 4 to 6 to 8. And
this reminds me of the history game you play in, like history. You know what I mean? Like
you mean studying. Jeopardy?
Yeah. Okay.
Rest in peace, Alex Trebek, an international hero.
Oh.
Okay. So, do we just get into
okay,
it?
Okay. So, and the one asterisk we'll put over here is that it's a bit of whose line is it anyway? In the sense that the points don't really matter. Whether you actually answer the question correct or not is completely subjective for us. So we'll let you know if we accept this answer or not.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
So are we playing between us?
That's like, right.
Okay.
Oh, it's
okay. So
right.
Yes. Who gets the point?
Is it this couch versus that couch?
No. It's just you.
Yeah.
Two.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I'm rooting for you.
Okay.
I really am rooting for you. Yeah.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Are you fucking ready? You excited?
Bitch, I've been ready.
All right. Great.
Why are you excited?
She's like, I get to sit back.
I was going
to
say, yeah, then she is excited.
So the way it'll work, like I said, is, you know, you guys choose which ones you want.
Okay.
We'll read you the question scenario idea, and then it's your job to answer that in a way that we feel is
acceptable.
I can't believe
acceptable.
You get okay. to accept it.
I know.
That's so funny.
Our show. Ha ha. Jimmy, what was it like being a fuckboy forever? So like, you ruined lives. Talk about
it. Hey, your words, not ours.
Yeah, you know. Okay, Lauren, you want to kick us off?
Yeah,
why don't you explain did we explain that?
Yeah.
Okay, categories are good?
We're ready.
Okay.
Yeah.
So Romy and Loche, dumb bitch items, content, baby, content, and pretty basic.
Content, baby, content.
Any other context around these, or are we good, are we good to go?
No, dive in.
Hold on. For the 7 people who aren't massive fans of Romy and Alicia already,
yes.
All 7 of you.
Yes.
Romy and Loche.
Oh, yeah. Who are Romy and Loche? Give us a rundown.
Romy and Loche are our drunk alter egos.
Oh, yeah.
I would say somewhere between like 4 to 5 shots in.
Okay.
That's when we start to meet Roman.
Yeah.
Like, okay. I'd say three. Yeah, I'd say a 3.
I don't know. Lately, you've been having like a sip of your drink and like, I'm drunk.
And then it's Romy time. And then whenever we get like drunk, will like lock eyes, and then Alicia goes, "Romy?" It's like a weird, like,
it's like,
it's a little embarrassing. It's like, "Romy, I missed you."
It's almost
you.
Like we hadn't seen each other since the last time we were drunk. Right. Exactly. So last time we're like, "Oh my God, last time I saw you, we were in Greece. Like, oh, how have you been?" She'll be like, "Bitch, I've just been traveling." It's so fucking funny. Point being, yeah, we were both late bloomers. So okay. We really bonded during our party stage in our like mid 20s. So Romy and Loesch were born.
I would say Romy's MO is like, was no, still like I light dab, I'd say. Mistakes were made. Mm-hmm. Loves to dance up on a stage. Oh, yeah. Gets kicked out of a club.
Splits
yeah,
in a club.
Club. Loesch is just kind of in the corner, mm-hmm. very stone cold. And then when we leave, we'll run. Loesch is a runner.
I'm a runner.
You're a runner.
She will
runner.
Be a
you're my
runner.
Least favorite drunk.
We were leaving. We're leaving. We crashed someone's party in Ohio one time.
Oh yeah, Rome it was Loesch a surprise there. Party.
We were like, "Surprise, yeah. bitch! What's up?" And we left, and I was walking to the Uber, and I look, Alicia's gone. She's sprinted up the street, and as I'm going after her, she keeps hiding behind different trash cans of choice. It took a while.
And why?
It's Loesch. There's no. This,
I know. I can't tell you.
Why does Romy do the splits? There's no explanation.
Yeah, it's just
she just wants to.
I actually remember the specific moment when Romy and Loesch found each other for the very first
We've
time.
We've talked about it
was
a lot.
Was it at Arena?
Pod.
No, it was at Big Bear. It was at Big Bear after the hot tub into the bathtub. I specifically remember the first time. And Mia and I looked at each other and were like, they're about to be best friends.
Match made in
I actually think Mia saved us because we would have died in that hot tub.
I think we would have like shriveled up like little raisins.
And you come and found us. We had a handle of Tito's just floating in the hot tub.
Literally, we went to a McDonald's and we're like, "Are they okay?"
I just remember being like, "I don't even taste this alcohol." Like we were, it was so bad. Was, and the altitude. Mad. Point being, let's get into it.
So that's Romy and Loesch.
That's Romy and Loesch.
For all seven of you who didn't already know that.
Yes, yes, yes.
Who wants to go first?
Yeah.
I'll go first.
Okay.
Oh, I'm going to do dumb bitchitis for 200.
Yeah. Oh, babe, will you hold it while I pee?
And does only she answer or can I chime in?
I'm not going to stop you from chiming in.
Okay.
It's our show, but it's your world.
Okay.
Okay. It's Alicia, not Loesch right now. So, yep. Alicia, what jealous thing have you done that you're least proud of?
Oh.
You know, I'm just realizing I made a typo literally on the first fucking card. Idiot.
I can't read it from here, so you're so fine.
I know. I'm just worried about the zoomed
don't,
in.
Don't. Yeah,
yeah okay, don't. Yeah, that's tough.
Audio anyway. Listeners, it's perfect.
It's perfect. I was about to give you this card, but you haven't earned it yet.
Yeah.
I mean, the first one that came to mind was when Mia asked if she can cut her hair short, and I didn't really want her to, but I said yes, that was fine anyway, and then it ended up being a huge part of our friendship breakup, so I'm going to say that.
I was thinking that too. So,
it's funny you bring that up.
So funny. Yeah, go ahead.
Last night, as I was walking through what we should chat about or whatever, I was like, I just don't know Alicia as much, and I completely blame her shit with her and Remy, or sorry, her and Mia, and I don't get it. Why were they fighting in the first place?
And
why,
so, you
know, why do I not know Alicia?
And so I was like, okay, well, like, here's a good example. There was just a lot of like pent up resentment in the friendship. They've been friends for so long. I was like, mm-hmm. here's an example. Mm-hmm. And that was the one. And
perfect.
I was like, they've already aired this out on the internet themselves. Yes. So I feel like it's okay that I tell you
it's
this.
Free, it's the free,
textbook.
Free.
That is the textbook issue that I think we all think of immediately.
Like, 100%.
As the guy who's hearing this in hindsight, 2020, so she said you should get a haircut.
I have to say, there was so much more than just the haircut.
It wasn't about the haircut. It wasn't about the haircut.
It's never about just the haircut.
You earned that card.
Thank you. Thank you.
200 points, all yours. Rem, take it away.
Okay, I'm going to go for content, baby, content for... I'm going to go for 400.
Ooh, babe.
I'm a little nervous.
This is such a great board.
Thank you so much.
Nothing spelled right, but you know.
I'm going to close my eyes.
Has there ever been a time when the future of Pretty Basic was in jeopardy?
No. I don't think so. Not as far as I know.
Wow. What a boring answer.
I know. I'm sorry.
But truth worthy.
Maybe ask better questions.
I feel like mine was worth 400, not 200.
I was going to say that was 200.
But, okay. But had it
but
been in jeopardy.
But there could have been a yes. Could have been a yes.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't think so. Thank you.
Bye. Wow. Easy points. Easy money.
Let's do Romy and Loesch for 400.
Wow.
Okay, here we go.
Go big, baby.
Wait, hold it, babe. Who's got the most game while drunk? In part two, provide proof to back up your argument.
Well, definitely Rem.
Not Rem.
Rome.
Rome.
I'm trying to think of a specific time. I mean, I definitely have plenty of proof on my phone.
And we can release that now if
no,
you don't mind.
No, yeah. No, please, no.
Head over to our Patreon.
What do you think?
I don't know. I don't get the points for this one.
Oops. Oh, so. No, I'm just kidding. I'm thinking the Ohio time.
I was thinking that too.
With that one guy.
Ooh, guy.
You knew you were going into it with one
we
motive.
Knew. She was running and hiding behind trash cans, yeah. And I was
I was pissed. I was pissed. I was pissed because the next day you came back. And it's early. You know, it's like 6:30, 7 a.m.
So we stayed over.
I need to give, should I tell the backstory to this one?
You already get this card. Take the card. Yeah. You've earned it.
Split it in half, bitch. Okay.
Name a time Pretty Basic was in jeopardy.
Now. Right now. We visit Ohio not frequently, but like every couple times a year, maybe, yeah. Other than recently, obviously, to visit our good friend. And, you know, we hit up the bars, we go to the clubs, we have a good time. And so one time we went, this was our first time ever going, right? Mm-hmm. And this was the midst of you and Mia fighting because there were many tears, yes. In the club. Yes. And we'd just be like,
crying in the club.
So we walk into one club and I meet... My friend was like, any guys here? And there was one specific guy that was so cute.
He was tall.
He was tall.
Inches, baby.
Yes, he was blonde. I was like, that one. And then my friend was like, oh, I know him. And so then he like
introduced. He was blonde?
Yes,
he's blonde. I don't think he's
blonde.
No, I think he's brown.
Trust me, I know it's blonde. And so then he matched us up and we danced and then I left. I don't really remember much of that.
Exactly.
Night. And then we left, though, but we, like, went back home. And then we went back a few months later. And this time I was like, here we go. Let's fucking go. And so we...
She texted him, where are you?
Literally, I think we, like, tried to, like, meet up the first night. And then, like, he didn't show up. So the next night I went...
This was a moment.
Keep in mind, we've, like, never really talked. I went... Wait, what did I say?
You literally were like...
Want to fuck? Something like that.
Oh, my God.
And, bitch, let me tell you, he was there in 2 seconds.
Yeah, weird.
We were at a gay bar.
We were at a gay bar.
He comes strolling in a big coat.
He had, like, just basketball shorts and a backwards hat, and he's like, hey. And then you try for 2 seconds to have, like some combo, and then you're like, we're just going to go.
I remember being like, so, what'd you do today? And I was, like, watching you, and you were, like, dancing, and I was like, fuck. So I was like, bye. And then I left and we got in the car and then I don't really remember much, to be fully honest. And then I just remember him telling me in the car on the way there, this was like starting to like fade out, you know, mm-hmm. Visions fading.
Remy leaving, Romy coming.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. There was a quick switcheroo. And
you're
then I remember
out.
Him
you're
telling me, exactly, little handshake. I think he was like, I'm not really sure what I want to do with my life. And he was like in between a couple jobs. Like he had like a job opportunity, but he's like, I don't want to leave. I've like lived here my whole life, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, you should just like go with your heart. Like, you know, really just like do.
This is pre-fuck or post-fuck?
This is pre-fuck. This is on the way to his place.
Oh, okay. In the Uber. The Uber over.
On the
Uber. In the Uber. I was just like, yeah, like you should really follow your heart. Do whatever like, you know, you like really is good for like what you want. And he was like, okay. And then I don't remember. And then the next morning I woke up and then as I was leaving, he was like, thank you so much. Like I just know what I'm going to do with my life.
Wait,
now.
So did he end up doing it?
I don't know. I never followed up, but I got in the car, but keep in mind, it's so fucking early. He had no water in his house. Zero water. Okay. Well, actually, to be honest, I didn't ask, but no water in his okay. house. I get
he
back,
didn't offer.
But I was like, oh, I'm going to go to like a gas station and get some water. So I take an Uber back to our friend's house and I'm like looking around, no gas stations, no stores around. I didn't know where it was. So I'm like trying to walk around the building. There's like, it's like fenced up. I'm like locked in this fence at one point. And then I finally like get my way back up to the house. I had to like go through like locks because like the gate code thing,
right?
Like it was like 6 a.m and everyone was out, and so then I finally get back into the apartment and I'm just like, I see a water bottle, I'm just like chug 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 chug. And that's when she wakes up. She like looks at me from the air mattress and she's like, oh. And then she went right back to sleep and then we cuddled and went to bed.
My water was gone. I was pissed.
I have never been more thirsty than that whole situation.
Okay. Yeah.
Truly.
Okay. I remember getting photos in between.
Oh,
it was like 3 a.m. Me and our friends were at White Castle.
Oh,
Burger,
White Castle.
And then she was into photo being like,
Anyways, him, never mind.
Sorry, we can ramble. Next one, is it me?
Oddly enough.
That was me, so that's
yeah, oddly enough, Rem, it's your turn now.
How fun.
Pretty basic for 200.
Okay.
Ooh. I don't know why I told that story.
For our views.
Yeah.
Okay. YouTube disappears tomorrow. Mm. You have 2 weeks to get a real job, end quote. What do you do?
Either be... maybe like, because I'm not qualified to work at a restaurant because I like didn't go to school to cook, but maybe like a, you know, like personal chef or whatever.
Oh,
like,
yeah. Like a meal prep. Wait, kind oh of my person. God, that's so perfect
I
for you.
I could do
oh
that.
God.
I would hire you. I love to organize. Yeah, maybe like a
Marie Kondo.
I think I could do it. I think like, yeah, whether it's like, I think I could be a good, you know, like those girls on TikTok do those videos where they're like, my day in the life of like a nanny where they like, or like a, they go and they yeah, like take care of the kids and then they like organize kitchen, they right. do the dish. Like, I think I'd be really good at that.
I fully agree.
I mean, every time you walk into Remy's house for any size of an event, I don't care if it's like, we'll just throw it together. It's like, how did you get all this shit figured
I know,
out?
I know.
We were just with each other drunk 2 hours ago.
And now you have a 9-course meal out right, for
like,
us.
Yeah. Where did you find all this? Yeah. And it's like, There's layers to it. There's the apps. There's the drinks. There's the event.
App.
There's the main
event. You need
event,
multiple apps.
You need
yeah,
it all.
What do you mean?
But I understand. I eat all of them. I'm just saying. How do you
I
teach
know.
That?
I'm notorious for eating too many of the Remy apps before the full course meal. Mm.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Let's do content, baby content for 200.
Okay.
We're like dancing around right now.
Yeah,
I
like,
know.
Yeah.
I know. Trying to get all the easy ones out of the way.
Okay. What's your bougiest purchase?
Oh.
Ooh.
And do you regret it?
That would be my car.
100%.
Not that I regret it, but...
And by your car...
Yeah, let's just yeah. just drop the name. Just drop the name.
Aston Martin DB11.
Oh.
I splurged on this bougie car. It's a lease, so I didn't like buy it, but okay. It still is a lot of money when
so
you add
it.
It's
a tax write-off,
guys. Yes, exactly. no, but... I don't
really see you driving around that much.
I don't,
we also
I
like
don't
the last
much.
Year, we haven't, no one's gone
that's
anywhere.
True.
Yeah.
Light mileage. That's
I do,
good.
Yeah, I
that's
do true. Like, I love it. It's beautiful, but I don't think
do you feel like people are nicer to you when you pull up in that?
Yeah, a lot of people let me go more if I'm merging or something.
Really?
They probably like, they don't want to crash.
I think they don't want to hit it.
Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah. Yeah,
yeah.
You don't want to mess with that person's insurance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Huh. Not to mention, but also on the flip side of that, if I get hit and I turn around and you're in the Aston Martin, my neck hurts a lot.
Oh yeah, suddenly I feel,
yeah.
I feel something.
What were you driving before?
A Nissan Sentra 2011. Okay.
The upgrade was unreal.
Yeah, you know, there were a couple levels between those two.
When Alicia,
just not at all.
When Alicia and I switched lives for a day and I had to, we were personal assistants. I was your assistant for a day, et cetera. And so one of my tasks was to go fill Alicia's car. Mm. And I remember backing out of the driveway. And not only was the window nearly a roll down window, but there was no backup camera. And I was like, bitch.
And then I was in your range like, oh my God, there's seat warmer shit. So yeah.
We just found the steering wheel warmer the other day.
I cannot believe it. I've had this car for 4 years.
You
and
have
a steering
wheel
warmer?
Yeah.
Yes. How do you turn that on?
You just click on, I mean, we live in California, you don't need it, but it was yeah. cool the moment we did.
Wow.
Yeah.
I don't think mine has that.
Damn.
Yours definitely has that. Here you go.
Thank you.
I'm going to go for dumb bitchitis for 600.
Ooh.
I now regret saying that.
Have you ever sent a nude?
I actually, what do we classify as nude? Full body?
No, I think a sassy photo.
When I have in high school I sent just one boob. Yes, just one boob. So I don't even know if that classifies as a nude, but if so, then yes. Other than that, no.
That's right. One boob, no
just
face.
Just one boob. Exactly.
One
and
boob.
You know what? I will give you 300
no.
of this for one boob.
Yeah.
But you're punishing me for not sending nudes.
It just wasn't a full commitment.
We're really kind of a body positivity kind of
yeah.
thing.
Yeah.
Although at the same time, you were in high school, so we're
free
not going
to
encourage that.
I was,
right.
yeah.
300.
Mm-hmm. Other than that, no.
Yeah.
Let's do.
Wait, Paul, I gotta go walk this one back. So, was this like a the guy? Did he ask for a nude? Did you surprise him with the nude?
Ooh, a surprise titty.
How do we come to this tit versus that tit?
I don't quite remember, to be honest. I just remember I was in Hawaii at the time.
Oh, she was on vacation.
Boob. Give me the other half.
Yeah, see, that's the kind of color.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah. Answer accepted.
A little location. Okay, yes.
Okay, got it.
A tan Hawaii boob.
Well, it would have been a
I was on
tan.
A family vacation too.
Ooh.
Obviously, okay, never mind. Yes. I was gonna say my family was not there.
But. Let's do Romy and Loesch for 600.
Okay, ooh, turn up. Okay.
Big baller.
How's Vanna White do it? Really? No one Wheel of Fortune? Nobody?
I just started watching that the other day.
Just started?
Do you think she's necessary to the show? Because I don't think so.
Oh. I'm not going to sit here and talk shit about Vanna White.
I mean, she's beautiful, but I'm just like, she takes so long to touch the thing.
It is
I'm
kind
like,
of infuriating how slow she is. Yeah.
Beautiful woman.
I think she's there for middle America men, to be honest.
Yeah. I agree with that.
Makes
I think
sense.
It's an entertainment asset.
And we have a lot of those guys that watch this podcast. So.
Right. Yeah. All four of you.
Shout out, guys.
6%.
Okay. Loesch, who has a worse case of drunk goggles?
Ooh.
And description of said male that, Remy's already blushing over here.
Oh, I'm chilling. I'm good.
Drunk goggles.
Like, so when you were drunk and someone appears like much cuter than they actually are in real life.
I would say Remy. Only
Remy's face.
For what reason?
Just because you, like, I feel like whenever we're out, you'll always ask me, like, oh, is he cute? Or, like, you did? And I'd be like, no.
Have you seen that shot from, like, I think it was, like, The Hills, maybe, where I think it was Lauren Conrad was talking to a guy at a booth, and then Whitney Port comes over, and she's, and Lauren's like, oh, my God, thank God. Like, I need to know, is this guy cute? And when he goes, no.
Do you remember?
That's you and me.
Do you remember us in New York when I was literally pulling, I was like, no, Remy. No, Remy. And you were like, wait, and then you literally did a reach. You were like,
yes.
We would never.
Yeah, no, that one was not
that
a good
wasn't
one.
Remy.
That was Romy.
That was Romy. I told you.
Remy had no part in that. Yeah, I'll tell you that right now. I know Remy. And I also know fucking Romy. Romy would for sure do that. You'd be like, just dog leashing. Come on.
I admit. Yeah, yeah. No, that's
that
a correct
answer. That
was after
our first pickleback.
I'm sorry, what?
A good
that
moment.
That was after our first pickleback.
Wow.
Yeah.
She would never.
Pickle what?
Pickleback. You take a shot. Is it whiskey? Shot of whiskey and then a shot of pickle juice.
Yeah.
Oh, we did that in Canada with vodka, I think.
Oh, it just like
it's pretty good.
Cancels out everything.
We just call ours a tequila shot. A pickle shot. Jesus Christ, that was hard.
Oh,
we just call it a pickle shot.
Oh, okay.
But it was something clear. I can't remember if it was tequila or vodka, but it was one of the clear alcohols.
It sounds better
I
than
fucking
whiskey.
Love pickles, and I'm down with the pickle shot. So I don't know shit talking.
I'd rather take two shots of Everclear than one shot
moonshine.
Of pickle juice.
That's even bathtub more questionable. Moonshine. That's even more questionable.
Anyway, who's up?
Me. I will do. I'm gonna go.
Go big. Go
I'm
big.
Gonna go dumb bitch. I just 800.
Yes.
Ooh. Yes, bitch. What is the booty call moment that you are least proud of? You know what's so funny about this question is that half of, like, all of the answers that are coming to Remy's head right now is that I don't know because we were so against it and did not approve. And so half the time she wouldn't even tell us when shit would happen.
I would be like, find friends off. Yeah. Uber for Remy.
So, like, I can't wait for this story because I guarantee that I don't know it. Because
I just wish that I would have met her when I was single and we could have just gone through LA together.
Oh, my God. We would have taken the town by storm.
I'd go to Ohio with you.
Oh, my God.
We'd go to Nashville.
Ohio's great.
I love it.
Heading back to Kentucky. We're introduced you to a lot of Southern men.
I would have to say,
She's like, no.
We've got the soccer net. We've got.
I know, bitch. I know.
When I lost my virginity?
No, not that one.
Oh, no, not that one. Which one?
The San Diego one?
That wasn't a booty call.
Oh.
God, I love
Feel free
it.
To tell that story too.
Oh, that's a good story. I feel like that's going to be Roman Loesch 800. I have a good feeling. I would have to say, I think actually, this is why I'm least proud. When I first talked to Cal, We were at Pride. Okay, we had matched on Hinge, chatted very briefly, but I was in my like time where I was like, fuck love, I'm just gonna have sex. And so I remember Cal and I matched and I was like, oh, he's 6'4". Okay, I can do that. And
inches,
then I was
baby.
Like, inches. And so then I like completely wrote him off as like an actual contender. And I was just like, oh, I'm just going to like hook up with this guy. So we had chatted a bit. And then I remember we were out at Pride. We did indeed present. Allies. We did indeed get too drunk before. So we could not present, which was our job.
We did.
So we went up on stage. We were like, yay, Pride, allies. And then we got off and we left. And then we like continued to party in West Hollywood all night. And at like 9 p.m. or so, I look at Alicia and we're like sober because we've been like out all day.
Drinking all day.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We were like, we were at a, was it Flaming Saddles? It was
probably.
Flaming Saddles. And we're like, and I look at her, I'm like, you want to go? She's like, I want to go. So we get in the car and I immediately message Cal and I was like, here's my number, text me.
Also,
setting up a booty call.
I cannot believe that you had the energy to do all of that in a day, get drunk, get sober.
Oh yes.
And then still have the energy to booty call.
Oh yes, yes,
you can
yes.
tell Lauren never lived our lifestyle. She just
our
doesn't
lifestyle.
Know
my
this
stamina
chat's lifestyle.
This
stamina.
I'm
like
dead.
You get back at 10 p.m. just slamming caffeine. I can fucking do this.
Oh yeah.
I can do this.
Oh, I was good
I'm
to
make
go.
It through it. Yeah.
The idea of Cal was like keeping me going, but I didn't right. even know him yet. So I messaged him on Hinge. I was like, "Here's my number. Text me." So I fully was planning on him just texting me in like the midnight hour, going over, never seeing him again.
Right.
And then Alicia, I was like, "Let's go straight to another bar to keep this going," but like a straight bar. And she was like, "No. If I go home, like I'm gonna sleep." But I was wearing a sequin skirt for Pride. Oh. So I was like, I gotta go back. So we went back. She sat on the couch. I was like, this bitch is not coming out. So I made her a little salmon dinner. And I'm sitting there. Like, do you remember that fireplace they used to have in Apex? Like,
yes,
we can say
yes,
Apex.
Yes,
and
yes,
she
yes.
was on. I just sat there and she was like laying, like falling asleep. And I was just like waiting, like twiddling my thumbs, waiting for him to text me. So I texted another guy that I used to talk to just to like
oh
keep
God.
The party going. I wasn't
backup.
I wasn't
the
trying
roster.
To. I literally was just like, hey, do you want to hang out until this guy texts
right.
me?
Yeah.
And he was like, no, sorry, I can't.
Damn.
Because if I see you, I want to hook up. And I was like, oh no, I don't want that. I'm waiting for someone else. And so I was just waiting. And then like midnight rolls around, one rolls around.
Cal,
two.
What the
Cal,
fuck?
What
so
the
then
fuck?
I went to bed and I was like, fuck this guy. And the next morning at like 1 p.m., he texted me back next afternoon. He was like, hey, sorry. Like, do you want to go on a date? And I was like, okay.
You're like, no, I just want to fuck.
Exactly.
You're like,
yeah.
yeah.
And then we went on the date and then now we're going to get married.
Oh! Wild Till Night exclusive.
Yeah. Yes, everyone, we're engaged. Just kidding. So yeah, that was what happened.
That's like not embarrassed. That's like kind of a sweet booty call story.
I don't know if
story.
I'm going to give this to you.
No.
No, she deserves
kidding?
It. She
but
can, she can deserve
I'm
it.
Not very proud of it because like that's such a bore. Like that's not a good story to like start off on.
Yeah, but like
sometimes that's kind of great.
When
what do
you're
mean?
Not
you
looking
think?
For it, you were like, I'm just going to be.
That's
I'm gonna say,
why it worked
I'm
going to
say
yeah.
exactly what I want to say.
Yep. Yeah.
And if it doesn't work out, whatever. I'm going to say what I want to fucking say.
Yeah.
And this is whatever happens, happens.
Yeah.
And then.
Now you're married.
Well
but like, I really like. It's right when you're not looking for it. That's when it happens.
Oh, I mean, we talked about this yesterday. I was about to go into a hoe rampage.
She was ready.
I was ready.
She was burning.
I had burning rage to rip through LA. And then I, on my
an era.
And now we're here.
I love that.
Here's your points from me.
Yay, thank you.
Alicia.
Pretty basic, 600.
Okay. All right. Oh, okay.
Hopefully my mom doesn't watch this.
No,
no.
We'll do what like we do with my mom and just block her. Okay. Have you ever considered, oh, this is a good one. Have you ever considered any kind of physical enhancement or plastic surgery?
Oh, yes.
Ooh.
I always wanted a nose job and then I had a consultation and then I ended up not getting it. But
you also vlogged this, right?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. I was going to say, because when I wrote this question, I was like, I'm pretty sure, like in my brain, I think this is public. It
yeah.
might not be, but I think
I just
is.
Recently I actually talked about it.
Yeah,
though,
yeah,
so
yeah,
it's
yeah,
like
yeah.
more newer.
And if you're J14, Alicia breaks the news on Wild Till 9. She might be getting a nose job.
I know. I'm still not opposed. Like, I still kind of want it.
I mean, the time would have been about 6 months ago to get it.
Right.
I know.
I think now there's still like so much downtime. So, okay, so my thing is that like I've been dying to get lip injections for so long, but my schedule has not given me a 5-day window where
for
I can
me,
have.
It was only like 3 to 4 days.
That's the downtime?
Yeah.
For nose job?
Oh, no. Lip.
Oh. I was like, what doctor are you going to? Oh, okay, 3 to 4 days?
Yeah.
Huh.
And like the next day, I think I even filmed. It definitely like they looked a little bruised, but it wasn't horrible.
Oh, bitch, well, I'm going to book that shit next week.
Yeah, like you don't need a full week.
You're just going to vlog and say, my boyfriend didn't beat me. I did this to myself.
Yeah, right. Like this is an injection into my face.
It's a Snapchat thumbnail I can see now. Like Lord DIY face bruised boyfriend ?
No. It'll be like Lord DIY is so LA, gets lip injections.
All right.
She's changed.
Yeah.
Daily Mail.
No longer a good influence.
Use Arnica cream. Helps it not bruise.
Oh, that's what I've heard. Mm-hmm. That's what I've heard. Oh my God. Okay. I'm so excited.
Got it. Okay. So
anyway, great answer.
I would love to get a boob job, but like I'm too scared of like the breast implant illness. Like that's such a thing.
Rosanna, our friend, literally just did that.
A lot of people are taking them out. Yeah.
I have multiple friends who have gotten like the like where it's like basically poisoning you from the inside out. Yeah, it's super scary.
So I don't.
It's
think
crazy
I'll ever
that
do
we didn't realize it was a thing till like recently too, and people have been getting them for so long.
Well, the internet.
Yeah.
I
feel like if a doctor fucks up in the middle of Ohio and like no one really talks about it and like, oh, I just had to take him
no
out, whatever.
Knows,
like, but now it's like that dude gets put on blast and like, no, me too. Yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I'm going to go for Roman Loesch for 200.
Ooh. Okay. A quick little.
I love the Roman Loesch. To
quick little layup, okay.
Oh, who's a messier drunk?
Oh, me. Thank you.
Wait, but Loesch is a barfer, right?
It kind of switched ever since I got on Zoloft.
No way!
Now I just black out, which is interesting.
And I yak.
And now we
I yak
and
hard.
And you're the yakker?
I yak hard. Huh. I had to pull up my first Uber over a while, a little
bit. It fucking sucks,
ago.
Doesn't it?
It was. I was.
The judgment. You're like, I
was unwell. You know when your mouth starts salivating?
Oh, yeah.
You're like,
oh, yeah.
Keep it in. Yeah. That was how I felt.
Yeah. Actually, Remy and I actually vibe the most. Well, Romy and Drunk Jeremy vibe very well when they're drunk. So I'm like, I'm getting drunk. I'm me too.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Both of us, I can just see us back in the Uber, like, no, I'm not going to fucking puke.
Salivating,
no,
like swelling.
Mama didn't raise no bitch. I'm fine. Yeah. Yeah. And meanwhile, my mother's like, you're disgusting. I have no part of that. Got it. Did she get her points?
Got her points.
I got her points. Yeah.
All right, Alicia, what you got?
Dumb Bitchitis 400.
All right.
Okay.
Oh my God. We've cleared it.
Wow,
the last dumb bitchitis. Ooh, this is interesting.
Ooh.
Who's your hall pass?
Ooh.
I had to like do research to figure out who my hall pass was.
I'm like, I haven't actually thought about it.
Right? It's like not something that I was actively thinking about.
And then a bunch of trolls went and made fake merch using the targeted words of Ed Westwick.
Who was my hall pass?
Was her hall pass, like, to find Wild Till I Merch.
Who's Ed Westwick?
Great
Gossip
question.
Girl.
And no one.
Chuck Bass.
Oh, his name's Ed Westwick?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't realize it was Westwick. That's your hall pass?
He's just one of my hall passes.
Didn't we just
Pete about Davidson. That? Pete Davidson.
Oh,
really?
We knew that.
Okay,
Machine Gun Kelly.
Machine Gun Kelly. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I've always
Can you guys
loved
look at me real quick? Like, obviously, what am I doing here? Like, I didn't mess up looking like this. She messed up. I just don't get it.
No, but I don't want to date those people.
A one and done situation.
And what were you interested in?
I would like to fuck those people.
That was Craft Girl Lord DIY. For audio people. Yeah.
Okay, Alicia, back to you. Sorry, I hopefully that bought you some more
time. No, it did. I've always loved Ryan Reynolds.
I knew you were
going to say
that.
That's a great answer.
I
love my whole pass as well.
Right?
Yeah.
So good.
Yeah.
Also, like a Chris Hemsworth moment. Like,
ooh,
honestly, I'd be like, I'm
my
sorry.
My whole pass.
Exactly.
Wow. Now yours is Alexandra Daddario.
I love her too.
Who Lauren and I talk about every
literally,
day.
Literally, we like, yeah, we just, I can't.
And Armas.
Anna de Armas,
I understand.
Yeah, that makes sense. Mm-hmm. That makes sense. But it's a girl supporting girls era over here. So,
Okay,
all right, next question.
Well, could I third wheel that date, if you don't mind? Yeah. Like, you know, driver or something? Yeah, I'll drive your Aston Martin.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah. Miss Alicia, what can I take next?
They're like crammed in the back.
Miss Alicia!
Chris Hemsworth in the back of the Aston.
Right.
His legs like up to his
you
chin.
You tell him to bring his hammer.
Literally.
I'm going to go for content, maybe content for 600.
Okay, if your future child listened to Pretty Basic, what would they be most embarrassed about?
Probably. There's so many.
That their father was a booty call?
Oh my God, imagine.
That one?
Wow.
That, but that's this podcast.
True.
My podcast, I would have to say probably when I cried about how a guy that I had once seen reminded me of a Taylor Swift song and I cried for the whole hour. That one, I'm sweating now just thinking about it.
She's sensitive.
I'd have to say probably that one. That one, okay. Or the one where I'll give you options. The one where I texted, remember when I sent screenshots to that one guy? Did you hear this story?
No, but I want to hear it.
I had just seen this one guy, we went on a date, and I was like really excited about him because he was really nice and he was cute.
Oh, I know which one this is.
The screenshots. Remember when I sent four screenshots back to back to back to back of his and my conversation, but I was trying to send it to Lauren, actually, specifically.
Oh my God.
And then I never saw him
send
again.
Send it right to him.
That one, that one's one of those ones, you know that TikTok where it's like, when you think about something, you're like,
yes.
That's
yes.
Exactly that for me.
I've seen him on Riot a few times. Yeah. I'm like,
So I hope he's well. Anyways, I'd probably say that one.
Wow.
That's a good one.
Here you go.
Thank you. I earned this one.
You really did.
We're going to do Pretty Basic for 800.
Fuck yeah. All right. Dun, 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 ready?
Dun. Yep.
Alicia, what's the thirstiest DM you've ever sent?
Ooh.
Business or personal?
Oh, I feel like lately I've been more into the DMing. You know, I've been like...
Great.
Slide
that's
in.
A good setup for this good answer.
I know, but I'm just trying to think about the answer.
I have one in mind, but go ahead.
Of mine?
Yeah.
I can't think of anything.
The Bachelor.
Oh, yes. Yes, one time I did DM Tyler Cameron.
Oh, I was thinking about the other Bachelor guy.
Which one?
Noah.
That's who I was thinking of.
She was sliding in for Noah. She was
apparently
sliding.
She likes the Bachelor.
I was thinking
about
Noah.
Him.
Like ABC's casting.
Her and
for
Tyler
you.
Cameron yes. did chat a bit though.
Mm.
Wow.
The one that got away.
Yeah,
the one that got away.
Wow.
Yeah.
When I would help craft the answers, I felt like I too was talking
yeah.
to Tyler.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, I'm sure the only girl that he
only,
talked to.
Only.
Yeah.
Only.
Can you check back in? Is he doing okay?
I don't know. Okay. I should follow up.
I think he's
well,
still
actually,
heard about Gigi Hadid.
He's
yeah.
A big listener of the pod. If you just want to like just grab some
2%,
glass.
Hey.
Yeah. Yeah. One of our 5 straight male audience. Hey, Tyler. Yeah. Wow.
Tyler.
That's all you.
Yeah, that one's good.
I was thinking we were going to get like a bachelor or a couple bachelors and said, name, name, name. Okay. All right, Rem.
I'm going to go for, I'll go for Pretty Basic for 400.
Okay. All right. Who's more high maintenance? State your argument.
Oh,
I'm going to go with Alicia.
Oh.
Oh.
She gets her hair done once a week. She has our hair girl come over,
bitch.
Wash her hair,
do
style
you
for her. I didn't start flying first class. I've only a few times, but only until I became friends with her. I'm trying to think. She indeed, her nails aren't done right now, but she gets her nails done more. I think that's it.
You have someone wash your hair once a week? That's amazing.
No.
Fucking goals.
I'll get my hair done sometimes when I film and
sometimes.
And they, you know, if the
when she films,
if the hair,
which is always.
Oh my God, your audience is so spoiled. It's like if I shower, it's a good day for me filming.
Big mood, yeah. And if the hairstyle requires a blowout, sometimes she'll wash it. But I feel like I'm more bougie, but you're more high maintenance.
In what ways?
I actually could argue both sides, I feel like, knowing both of you.
I feel like your lifestyle is more high maintenance. Does that make sense?
She said your life is more high maintenance, I think I heard.
I heard it, but state your argument.
I feel like Ren just has like more things.
You're just like, I don't know.
Cal loves to say I'm high maintenance, so like I get it.
I don't know my argument, but, so I lose, but... Damn.
Wow.
Okay. Content baby, content 800.
Oh.
Ooh.
We're almost
We've
done.
Only got the 800s left.
Real talk. What scenario brought you closest to wanting to quit YouTube? Ooh, it's a serious one.
Ooh.
Oh.
Yeah.
Open up to camera for the right
link to your first video on your channel. Wait, tell them. Tell Lauren.
I literally privated all of my old videos because I was like, I need a fresh start. I don't care about the AdSense, whatever. Uh-huh. And so when you go to oldest videos on my channel, the first one's my break. Like, me being like, if you look,
it looks like she's miserable. Like, she starts off her channel with, like, I can't do this anymore.
What was the actual question again?
Oh, that's funny.
What scenario has, like, brought you the closest to wanting to quit being a YouTuber? So I feel like we the three of us, have quarterly mental breakdowns.
Weekly.
Especially this last month. Bitch, God damn.
I have a few, but I'm trying to think, like,
give us all of them. Don't hold back, bitch.
Okay, I feel like, well, the first thing that led to my huge burnout moment where I wanted a huge break was I was so embarrassed of my channel because that was the first time I was like, oh my God, like, let me start talking to guys. Like, I'm finally ready to date. And then I actually, like, saw my channel from an outside perspective and I was like, fuck, like, I hate this. Like, I just want to quit. Like, I literally look like I'm 16 years old and cringe. Like, if I knew it was cringe then, like, I didn't know. I was like, oh, I'm cool.
We were just, like, stuck in a bubble.
Yes.
We were stuck in a bubble and didn't realize how bad the bubble was. Oh.
When you're uploading weekly, though, like, you're so close up, you don't know. But I could see if you were, like, to the video tab and you're just like,
and I'm like,
I get that.
And I have, like, food and, like, random shit. And I was just like, oh my God, I'm so embarrassed. So I think that was, like, a huge thing, obviously. And then I feel like there's also just been, like, whether it's my family going through something or, like, little stuff like that, there's times where I'm like, fuck, I wish I wasn't a public figure.
Yeah.
I think those are, like, probably for me.
Wow.
Your car?
Can't believe we threw a serious one in there.
I know.
No worries. We'll make back for it right
I know.
Here.
We've got Romy and Loesch and...
this is my favorite column.
Give it to me. No, me too.
God fucking damn it.
Oh, God, Lauren.
I'm trying so hard. There we go.
Last one.
Oh, so this is a question for Romy since it is the last one.
Yeah, lay it on.
Oh, this is not too bad.
Okay.
Describe a one-night stand in three words.
Can I help?
Yeah, you do it first, and then I'll do it next.
Oh, it's technically wasn't a one-night stand.
It's okay. Go for it.
Oh, yeah, I want to hear still.
You said Tennessee?
Oh, no. Okay, ready? 8 inches.
That's only two words.
Two words. Eight inches, fuck. That's it.
8 inches, fuck.
8 inches.
I would say
right now I feel like you're like, take me back to the safety of my PB podcast.
No, I love this.
Okay, good.
I would say different time. I'm trying to do it in three words because I have two. I just need a good third one.
If you can do it in two, do it in two. Three words or less.
Drug dealer question?
That's the time I was talking about.
I know. Oh, bitch, you can take this.
Thank you.
Oh, my God.
Okay, can we get a quick add up?
Oh, okay. Quick total.
Oh, my God, I'm so bad at math.
4.
It's
8.
Yeah. Wait, no.
12.
2018.
24. 32.
Are you relying on Lauren to do 40. Math right now?
Yeah, I would not trust me. I know, I realize that I'm Asian, but that's just not one of the strong suits.
4,000.
I think I'm also 4,000.
We need a tiebreaker.
You guys should
have a podcast. I know, we need a tiebreaker. Oh my God.
We should have a podcast.
Is there a tiebreaker?
Wait, yeah, because if there's 16.
Oh.
Yeah, but the fact that you guys took the same.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
We'll keep it a tie.
Oh,
we'll keep it a tie.
Love that.
We're going to do it. Yeah.
Next time.
Exactly. It'll be continued.
Yes. Okay. I love that.
Could you guys, as the one of the most successful podcasts in the world, give us a quick synopsis of what's coming next? I know you guys are talking about big things. Anything you can talk about?
We are big things coming. Two girls and a microphone.
Do you not want to talk about it?
No, we don't have anything going on.
You guys just dropped a fucking makeup palette. What do you mean?
Oh.
I'm like, I don't know how to.
Bitches?
Here, let me try it again. Hey, guys, talk about the fucking international makeup launch you guys just did with a massive brand.
Yeah.
I thought you meant coming up. We just launched a collaboration with Tarte Cosmetics. We have the Pretty Basic palette. We've heard it's doing great. Just flying off the shelves.
Check it out. Tarte.com, Ulta.com, Ulta stores near you.
Yes, you can see our face. That just happened. So I feel like things coming forward, we've really been working on merch for so long. So that's
everything we do takes quite a few years to really come into fruition.
Yeah. I will say one thing we haven't talked about is we are looking to hire someone to like really help with the pretty basic brand.
Like to produce.
Yeah, especially having, I mean, you guys get it, having like two people, especially both of our separate teams, like it's just a lot. And I think that's why Pretty Basic has always kind of been on the back burner when it comes to like merch or other things, just because it's so much, like it could be its own thing. So we are looking to hire like someone to just be like the CEO, head of whatever.
God, what I'd give for a ZipRecruiter ad right now.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Yeah, bleep that out, damn it.
bleep ad right now.
Yeah, right.
We're excited.
Yeah. Okay. We're looking into getting, well, you guys have inspired us a lot. We're going to get our own studio.
Ooh.
And we will be making videos, yes. And yeah, we have a pretty basic YouTube channel too that we do like our own content on.
Yeah, it's
but,
cute.
But we kind of, everything is always like a little back burner because so much is going on. So yeah. I think just putting it front of mind.
Yeah, there is one venture that we've talked about for a while that we really want to do, which we won't say, but we'll tell you afterwards. That I think would fucking crush.
Yeah, I agree.
Wow.
Okay, well, I'll be first in line for the PB merch, so can't wait.
And for the six people, just remind them where they can listen to the podcast that they don't already listen to. Everybody else does.
Pretty Basic on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Play, wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Google Play's done.
They are?
It's just the Google Store, yeah.
Oh my God, we've been saying Google Play for years. Apple Podcasts, Spotify.
It's Google Podcasts.
Google Podcasts, wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Yeah. And if you're still listening on Google Play, good for you. Keep listening there, I guess. Right. Yeah.
Keeping it alive.
There's new episodes, though, you might want to check out.
Oh,
listen to the same one over and over.
I haven't uploaded in a while.
Guys, how exciting is it going to be the day that, you know, we can go back into the world and someone pays us boatloads of money to go do a tour and do live performances together? How great would that be?
College tour.
That'd be so fun.
Can you imagine? Alicia's the only single one and we're just on college tours and just like guys are lining up. How fantastic.
Oh my God. That.
Yeah.
God. 2022, baby.
I need this, guys. Yeah.
Okay, so everyone get their shit figured out so that we can just run through college towns for Alicia.
Run through college towns.
You know. On that note.
Thank you guys so much for watching. The number one show in Latvia, Wild Till 9.
Latvia?
Is it
actually?
You laugh. We have a hell of a lot of folks from Latvia that watch
really
the
show. We really do. We made it as a joke the first time.
Hi, Latvia.
Everyone wave to Latvia.
Hi, Latvia.
Thanks for watching. Okay. We'll see you guys next week.
Bye.
Bye.